Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hour number three. Hope you're having a good one. Thursday edition. We are clear for the hour. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline. We're in the Strike and Spare studios. And Top Water Assassin, welcome in, sir.
What's happening, Captain?
Morning.
How you doing?
We're good.
A couple of things. Number one, Chris Landry's just awesome. That's the best guest you have all week, every week. That's awesome. But on the conference realignment thing,
yeah,
are we making a little bit too big a deal out of it? I mean, if a good program's good, I mean, as long as you're making enough money, I mean, you think about it, Georgia and South Carolina make double what Clemson makes. I saw the number one time. It's a lot more that they're making than Clemson makes, and I think Georgia and South Carolina would trade places with Clemson right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
so you're saying as a football on-the-field product, all that much more money doesn't ensure that much better football. We've talked a lot about that. That is true. It's true.
I mean, it'd be like a radio business. Say Jeff in the borough decided you didn't talk enough about Kentucky basketball and he won the lottery. If he had three times the budget you have, he's not necessarily going to have a better radio station than you, you know?
That's a scary analogy there. I don't want to think about that. But
I mean, you gave me five times the budget you have. I'm still not going to have a better radio show than you, you know.
But your point is, and we've spent a lot of time on this. The money is the reason why you do this. It's the money, but we also judge you on the football field, and very few teams that have left a league for another league in the last 30 years have become a much better football program. Matter of fact, most of them haven't.
Correct. One more thing for you. I saw a stat the other day. I think it was since 2015. Now, Alabama has way more five stars than any other program. But did you know that out of the five stars they get, like 48% of their five stars have gone pro, and that beats every other program in the country except Clemson. 92% of their five stars have been drafted. That's what drafting character will do for you.
Yeah. Now Clemson's number of five stars is lower, as you said, but their percentage is ridiculously high success rate.
Yeah, Clemson's only been like a top 15. I mean, people think they're like up there with Alabama and Ohio State, but in the last two or three years, they've gotten closer. But we've been winning natties with like 12th ranked recruiting classes. It's good, but it's not elite. They just pick the right guys and develop them, evidently.
Yeah, it's another lesson. It's rankings are important, but it's how you develop each one of these players and how they assimilate on the team. That's very important, too. Yep.
That's all I have for you, boss man. You have a good one. Okay. Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
I have to write dates down a lot in my thing, and I know you don't do countdowns, but I was writing 729. I'm like, dude, August and September are right around the corner, you know?
We are there. Yeah, we're about to enter. Oh, by the way, I've been meaning, where are you located? Are you in South Carolina or Georgia? Where are you located?
South Carolina.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. That's what
near
I thought.
Myrtle Beach.
Good country.
Middle of nowhere, country. But near Myrtle Beach.
I hear you. Stay in touch.
And you can... Yes, sir, buddy. Have a good one.
Yep. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah. Two items that we always should remember. The money and the on-the-field product. Those are the two items. And just because the SEC is going to double, perhaps, each team's yearly revenue intake by virtue of league affiliation SEC, doesn't mean you're better on the football field. I mean, what could Alabama do with all this extra money that makes them even better on the football field? Now, there is a line of thinking that name, image, likeness is only going to take the chalk that people resent already. I don't, but most people tell me, Bill, it's boring. It's the same teams every year. It's just boring, Bill. I don't look at it that way, but I hear that a lot. The theory is name, image, likeness is going to take the chalk and further remove the chalk from all the average people. Meaning separate the chalk. Make it even chalkier than you're telling me right now you can even stand. It's so chalky. We will take another one here from one coast to the other. West Coast Sooner out in L.A. Welcome in, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing this morning?
Good. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I haven't got to talk to you since the whole expansion scare came out. I'm actually super excited. I think it's a great move. Shows how great our leadership is at Oklahoma for being proactive about the situation. And I think it's going to be a big bump for everyone in the SEC in the future. And I think it's just going to improve the product.
Yeah, now for everybody, West Coast Sooner worked at Oklahoma, went to school there, and worked with the football team. Have you talked to any of your friends back on campus about what they're saying, what they're thinking?
Oh, they're all excited, actually. I was on the phone with my former boss. He's still there. And, yeah, he's looking forward to the move. The only part that he doesn't like is that the long travel times, because they're – I mean, maybe some years they might have to play, like, teams on the East Coast, like South Carolina or Georgia or something. But, I mean, a couple times a year I don't think it will be that bad. But overall everyone's pretty excited because it's just more money. And just more exposure, but things for them won't change. They still do their job, and it'll be same old, same old.
What'll be the furthest trip from Norman, Oklahoma? Would it be Gainesville?
That I'd gotta say that because I mean, if A&M's gonna be there, that's not that far. We were used to playing them. I think it'd probably be Gainesville, and that's actually on the bucket list for me, so eventually I'll get down there. Yeah, a few friends of mine, we want to take trips to probably Bama, Death Valley, and the Grove, so we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, the realignment should be good, and I think it's going to be a big boost for everybody.
No, I agree with you. I'm thinking at Columbia, South Carolina. Gainesville's further, isn't it, than Columbia from Norman, I would think.
I would think so. I mean, we'll be the furthest team to the west. I think it might be Gainesville. But yeah, it'll be heck of a trip. Great tailgating. I mean, I think it's just a big footprint for us. I think we're a top 10 brand as it is, but we're just going to improve our brand. And then Alabama is still the team to beat. I think we're just going to have to improve our product, but yeah, they're still going to be the team to beat no matter what. Hopefully we can just compete and bring someone different to the league and just improve the overall product on the field.
West Coast Sooner, stay in touch, sir. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate the time, Bill.
Out in Los Angeles, big boom. There are a lot of Boomer Sooner fans in this audience. Lots of them. And they're, I haven't heard one negative bit of feedback from them. They're all very, very excited about this move. Jay Cutler's burner account, Bill, will the Detroit Lions and the Jacksonville Jaguars be joining the SEC to get this league up to 18 teams? God, let's hope not. Because that means Wolverine Dan then calls in about his Lions with SEC affiliation. I won't be able to do that. Yeah, I won't be able to hang with that. That's not a conversation I want to have. If you missed it, the Big 12 sent a cease and desist letter to ESPN saying, stop. Stop tampering with our teams, and we think you're tampering with the teams that don't even have new league affiliation yet. Yeah, we're not just talking about OU and Texas. That's bad enough. You just raided the two best brands by far that we have. Huge brands that carry the league. But we think you're flirting with other schools, too, and other leagues, too, to reshuffle the deck some. And I believe the allegation, even though they don't say it, is the AAC, the American. And I would imagine this is just saber-rattling to see what all they can get. What can we get in this fire sale that's going on here in the league? What can we do to not have this implode? Because you're not going to be able, and they know this, you're not going to be able to ultimately keep Texas and Oklahoma. The expectation quietly is that one season from right now, OU and Texas are playing in the SEC 2022. That's not what the grant of rights reads, but that's the expectation. A long, awkward, forced relationship year after year to get to the end of the grant of rights is not in anybody's best interest. Whether it's the league that's left over or whether it's Oklahoma and Texas moving on. That is very, what would be the word? I guess awkward. I was trying to find another word from awkward, but I think that one is very appropriate. Now, how all that's going to get hashed out, we don't know. That's the part that's unclear. All right, we'll get a call when we come back, and keep them coming on Twitter, at Bill Iskin, Thursday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at another crash that just occurred out here. As soon as they cleared up the last one on 40 westbound at Highway 70 out here in Bellevue, traffic's really slow because of this accident. It's blocking the left lane. That's I-40 westbound at Highway 70 here in West Nashville. Still moving right now, 65 coming up through Brentwood and Franklin. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions coming up Saturday, August 7th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are in a two-week NASCAR break due to the Olympics, but we've got all kinds of stuff on tap. Brad Keselowski, Hendrick Motorsports, and your point standings. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are now doing video. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A heat advisory in effect for today. Sunny and hot this morning. Highs near 98. Heat index values as high as 105. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77. For Friday, sunshine, hot. Highs near 94. Heat index values as high as 102. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
All right, I believe Patton said Dane is on hold. Dane, welcome in.
What's going on, Bill?
Heard from Georgia Dog. Heard you were down there on the Emerald Coast.
I sure was, man. Him and Pac-12, they stopped by, and we had lunch out there at the, not AJ's, but the other place there, and right there on the beach. Had a pretty good little conversation. It was good to put a name with a face, man. We enjoyed that. It's beautiful down there. If people have never been down there, that water down there is beautiful. Man, it's just really, really beautiful. But my thing is, Bill, here, I was listening yesterday, and maybe the guy that sounded like he was from Boston or something, he called and talking about, you know, Texas and Oklahoma coming in and these mid-level SEC teams like Auburn and Tennessee and so on, stuff like that. But I don't see them. I think that when Texas and Oklahoma come in, I believe that they're going to be losing a little bit more than they're used to. What do you think of that?
Texas is already losing more
now,
than
they haven't
used
done anything
to.
About 10 years, right?
Correct. They haven't done anything since 09, in essence. Oklahoma, I think, will be a problem for a lot of teams. There are a lot of offensively, they're better than most of the SEC teams. Defensively, they're not, but they felt like they were getting better a year ago. We'll see. This year is going to be a determining factor on how much improvement we've seen in that defense.
Well, but, now, Bill, in Tennessee's case, I mean, I was several years ago, I was in Knoxville when they played, and we went out to Norman, and I saw them play. And, that, you know, in their defense, both times they watched Tennessee skirt, as I recall. But it seemed like whoever it was I heard on your show yesterday, I think it was, that Texas and Oklahoma were going to have an easy go in the SEC, and I don't believe that. I think they're going to lose a lot more than they've been used to.
Right.
That's just my opinion. But I guess everybody thinks their conference is the best anyway. But I've just always been of the opinion that the SEC is where the game is played. And it must be if they're wanting to come in. That's all I can say. I mean, I know it's about money. But I don't know. I'm not liking all this realignment stuff, man. It needs to stop. You know, put the brakes on it. But you think it's only going to get worse?
I don't know if there's anything the level of Texas and OU that's left out there. That's viable, that's reasonable, that could happen in expansion. That might be, Dane, the biggest one ever.
I guess what I'm getting to, and I was thinking about this yesterday too, do you think it's going to wind up being like two or three super conferences and then that's it?
I want to say no, but, I mean, it might. If there's some kind of Big Ten, Pac-12 conglomeration, or I'm just throwing stuff out there now. I'm not suggesting. But I want to say no. I hope not. Yeah, I hope not.
Now, you're the guru, Bill. I'm going to let you go, brother. That was my thought. We'll talk to you down the road, man.
Okay, thank you, Dane. Yeah, Dane was down on the Emerald Coast and ended up hanging out some with the Georgia Dog and Pac-12 Dave. Quick note here, and then we'll get back to more calls. Jeff, too, talking about geography, Oklahoma, and the length of some of their trips. Furthest trip, he says, Jeff says, for Oklahoma would be from Norman to Gainesville. It's about 1,191 miles. To Columbia, South Carolina from Norman would be the second furthest, 1,074 miles. Strange but true fact, it's further from Norman to Gainesville than it is from Norman to Morgantown, West by God, Virginia, which is 1,136 miles. Wow. Yeah, the furthest west team would be Norman, Oklahoma. In the SEC. And you'd have that pocket of Norman, Austin, College Station, Fayetteville. Is Missouri, you throw Missouri in that group too? Anyways. Couple more here and then I'll get back to the calls. Todd, Bill, I think name, image, likeness when you're giving money to a 17, 18-year-old. And for the most part, few of them ever had any money, is a recipe for disaster. Could help ruin some lives, in my opinion. That will be some of the stories that emerge from this, yes. Hope it's not many, but there will be stories that say exactly what Todd just said in this tweet. We will have some issues there. There are a million different unintended consequences here that we're about to learn about. Next couple of years, we're about to learn. And the NCAA and everybody has said, what the heck, we don't care. Just do what you got to do. Ed Orgeron at his speaking engagement, and Chris was just talking about this, said, and I'm just paraphrasing, hey, you boosters that have always, and you fans, you've always wanted to pay our players, have at it. You can do that now. And it's true. He's not breaking any rules by saying that anymore. I brought it up earlier, too. Why worry about any of the rules? If you're Alabama or Ohio State, why not just say, this year we're going to 90 on our scholarships? Who's policing you? Who's going to tell you what to do? I'm just throwing stuff out there, y'all, but, I mean, what's the point? I mean, we have entered NCAA lawlessness. That's where we're at now. Who's next in line? Down to the Orange Groves of America. Perry Mason, welcome in, sir.
Hello, Brother Bill. How are you doing today?
We're well. Thank you.
Well, has King Household about got in recovery mode?
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. My oldest starts dental school today at the University of Louisville. And we know what that's going to be rough, but he'll be fine. And then my three youngest boys are at football right now. They're in pads and everything.
Well, I just want you to know that I've been praying for you, Michelle, and that's a tough deal. The Mason household is not immune to those problems. It's a different time, and you just pray that you give them enough fiber to get through it from what you raised them with, and I know y'all will, because the testimony of the kind of guy you are is just your show and the kind of people it brings together.
Well, I appreciate that. We're not out of the woods. I can report that. We're better, but we ain't there yet. So
they'll get there. I've been through some of that stuff myself, and raising three boys is a difficult situation in this day and time, but yep. The best always comes out. Just want you to be strong. Think about that. You know, Bill, I've been sitting here thinking about all this stuff. You know, I'm an SEC purist. I'm still not used to letting Missouri in and the other teams. I just think about all this going on. I just don't like it. I'm like, Dane, I don't like it. I don't like how college football's changing, and I just it kind of leaves me. It's like something else is being taken away from you in this day and time and world to ruin such a pure form of the Southeastern Conference.
I don't like it much either, but it is interesting. Yeah, it's keeping me mentally stimulated. I'll give you that. It's wow.
Yeah, I just, you know, I know Oklahoma gave us a pretty good beating at the end of the year, and a lot of people don't understand going to Gainesville in the middle of a Southeastern Conference run is not going to be playing a Southeastern Conference Florida football team with nothing to play for. It's not going to be the same playing in Gainesville. And I don't think Oklahoma people really understand. I respect their program, and I understand why they're doing it. I understand all the money moves, but, you know, some things in life aren't about money, and that's what's about to drive me nuts, because it was one way to get away from life is to enjoy the Southeastern Conference. I enjoy all the teams and the play, and, of course, you know, you and I have followed it for years. And it's just it's kind of crazy where it's all leading to.
It's all about the money, brother.
Yeah, and, you know, the guy that just called from South Carolina had interesting stats, and that's what I've said all along. Bama's winning. They got the best program. But when you go to stacking those five stars and the time plays out from high school to college, and you're sitting on the bench and you're waiting, there's a lot of deterioration even though going on just from the fact of mentally. And coaching does mean a lot. And I think Nick Saban is the best as far as coaching, recruiting, and running a whole organization. There's no doubt about that. But I think there's a couple other coaches in the SEC that are leading that way and don't have to have the quintessential chalky five my good brethren in Dogland likes to always talk about. And I like building it the old-fashioned way. I just don't like expanding the playoffs either, but that's the way it is. And I just think that Dan's got a little bit more going on in Gainesville when people want to give him credit.
About to play and find out. That's what I'm excited about.
Heck yeah. Bring it on. You're exactly right. Well, have a good day, buddy.
All right, Perry.
Gators.
Yep. Appreciate the call. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. That'd be Lake Placid. Not New York where they had the Olympics years ago. Lake Placid, Florida. Jeff in the borough.
What's going on, Bill? It's Lake Placid, New York, Bill, not Florida. That's a winter game. It's a winter game, not Florida. It's in New York.
Well, not where Perry Mason is. His orange groves are.
Yeah, but New York was a winter game, not Florida. Florida's too warm down there.
Oh, okay.
Winter games down there, too warm. But now, Bill, what'd you think about the Horton committee yesterday? See that?
Isaiah Horton, wide receiver there in the borough, committed to Miami.
Yep.
And now he is at Oakland, right?
Oakland, yes. Wide receiver, yes. He was at Innsworth first 2 years and came to Oakland last year. Played at Oakland last year. First year at Oakland last year, 2020.
So the borough, once again, getting nationally recruited, which is not a new story, but it continues.
Yeah, four of them signed with FBS schools, two at Oakland, two at Riverdale. So far. But four on the docket. And Bill, there's a guy this morning that hosts the show, guy called in and talked about different things. And what do you think is going to happen? Is he smaller schools? He's Sun Belt and Conference USA, like Middle Tennessee, Western Kentucky, Troy, Louisiana Tech. He thinks they're eventually going to drop down and be 1AA FCS again. He thinks they're going to go down to FCS. But he thinks they'll be able to compete for a championship at FCS level instead of staying at the level they're at now and playing the money games. And he says getting their head caved in. What he said.
Now who are you talking about?
There's this guy in Huntsville. I was doing sometimes in the mornings. There's a show down there. He's big there, big Alabama. And this guy called in talking about different stuff. He said he was talking about the SEC stuff. He said, well, Oklahoma's got a good softball program and all this other stuff. Of course, we know that's why they're doing it, Bill, softball. We know that's why they're expanding because of softball teams. We know that's why they're expanding, of course. But he just said that he thought the smaller group of five schools, like those schools I mentioned, would go to 1AA FCS again because they could compete for a national championship and be more competitive, he thinks. But, of course, I don't think they will, but they might. I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible nowadays. Anything's possible way college football's going. But I think what they'll do is the SEC, the teams in football, they'll play football, and then after football season, if you want to join another conference or be independent for the rest of your sports, do it. Basketball, baseball, all of it. Just being independent. Don't be in no conference. Just let them do what you want to. I hope you can come Friday, Bill. Watch the Dale and the Summit. If not, hope you can come. But if not, I guess you'll be at the playing portion of the season. But
hey, do me a favor. Put that on TV so I don't have to drive over there.
Well, it starts at 5:30, Bill. Okay. It ain't going to be on television, but it starts at 5:30 at the Riverdale. That's where it starts. But I'll see you. I'm going to be hanging there. Have a good Triple D weekend, Bill. See you.
Appreciate the call. Jeff in the borough, y'all. I know you wanted that. So he gave you what you wanted. There he is. So some guy in some station that I don't know who he's talking about says that everybody's just going to throw their hands up in the air and go down to FCS. Is that what he just said? Okay. So again, you just heard it here on the show. Some other guy, some other show. We don't know where. Well, he said Huntsville, the Rocket City. I like the Rocket City. I don't know who he's talking about, but all these teams are just going to say, the heck with it, go down to FCS. Quit chasing the money. All right. Here's what we'll do. We'll take the break and then march towards Lodge Pile. We still got plenty of time. 615-844-5600. F&M Bank Hotline, broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're trying to flip this car back over on its wheels here on Donaldson Pike at I-40. Over here in Donaldson, it flipped a few minutes ago. Traffic's trying to improve just a bit, trying to get around that crash 40 westbound at Highway 70 out there in Bellevue. That was the second wreck we had within minutes of each other in that same area. Not sure what's going on out there. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. Apply online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex irons and Epic woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Bunch of good stuff here on Twitter. Tim says, Bill, appreciate the show. I live in South Carolina. Been listening for about 5 years now. Says, about 10 years ago, Jack Arut and Mike Leach had Gene Stallings on as a guest. 10 years ago, Stallings made the comment it was going to be four conferences with 16 teams. Thought it was crazy, but not now. I'm still now, I hope we don't end up in a situation like that. Couple of others and then I'll get a call or two. Jay Cutler's burner cap. Bill, last time realignment started, we had Cam getting paid. This time, everybody's getting paid. Says a lot can change in 10 years. Crazy, nobody ever found those tapes, Bill. Alan in Tampa. What's up, sir?
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
We are pretty good. Thank you.
I want to call and give you FSU's second string volleyball report.
I didn't know they had one.
Well, we're going to make it up. Like somebody else makes all their crap up, you know?
I hear you.
You know the Big 12 telling the ESPN to shut up is like Jeff in the Borough telling Don Corleone not to talk about Kentucky.
I think, yeah, I don't
what
think
a joke.
Not going to have much of an effect, I don't think.
you know, and he earned all this money. Listen, you know, you come from nothing and you get a little bit of money, and trust me, I know this, you can, there can be some problems. So these schools with all this money flying around, they better have a bell bondsman on speed dial.
Lot of consequences to this that we're going to be finding out about here in the coming months.
And then these kids, you know, you give a kid that young a bunch of money, it's like giving a monkey a machine gun. And all of a sudden one day they're going to get this letter in the mail and it's going to have three letters on it, IRS. And then what are they going to do?
If you give an 18-year-old freshman in college pretty much unlimited pocket money,
look out.
What are they going to be doing class-wise? Or it's a disaster in the making.
Take one of your children. I know you raised your children right, and your children to come back. Mine, listen, mine went off the reservation for a while. He circled back around. It'll all work out because you raised your kids right. You instilled values into them. But take one of your children, take him 500 miles, put him in a university, give him 25 grand, see you later, son, watch what happens.
Yeah, see what happens when the first grade report comes in.
It ain't going to be pretty. No. I guess he could take some of his 25 G's and hire somebody to do his work for him.
Probably. In this day and time, I think you can do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Listen, this is between this and I think the ACC is going to have to do something with this conference thing. They're going to merge with somebody or get some other teams. I think you're right. I think it's going to be two to four conferences. That's going to be it. And the little people, these little schools, you know, they're in Division I now, but they're going to be left in the wayside, just, you know, groveling for crumbs.
Oh, I don't know, Alan. I'll hang on as long as I can.
It's going to be interesting, buddy. It's gonna, I'll tell you one thing. You have plenty of content to talk about. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah. No, the stuff to put on the shelves here on the show won't be a problem.
Oh, no. What we have to do during the season is figure out how to get the arrest report for the top 20 teams every Monday.
All right, Alan. Be good, buddy.
Hey, have a great day, buddy. Take care.
I know the Cosby Cattleman's on hold, but I'm up against it for about a minute here. If he can hold through, I'll get him right out of the chute, the Cosby Cattleman. If I put him on here, we'd only have about 45 seconds, so that would not give him his latitude that he would need. Steven down in Baton Rouge. Bill, there's a problem with Jeff and the Burrow. Don't go listening to quote some other guy on some other show when you should be listening to Bill. Some guy on a show I'm not familiar with says that everybody's going FCS. That's the report. I had to ask him, who is he talking? I don't even know who he was talking about. I didn't know if it was somebody on this station before this show or what. I had no idea. Oh, speaking of that, at about 9:25, Greg Pogue on the mothership, WNSR and John Burton, I'm going to join him, I guess, to talk about expansion and all. I'm sure that's what it is. So if you stick around, I'll be there at about 25 minutes after the show ends. Yeah, Jeff. Patton just said, no, we're only going to talk about Jeff in the Borough and his report about some guy down in the Rocket City reporting on everybody. Everybody's going FCS was the report. Anyways, we will get the Cosby Cattleman right out of the break here coming up. One more. Just a reminder, tomorrow Kevin Hagan will be with us top of hour two. Always good to have him talking Alabama. No Brad. Brad is traveling. He's on vacation. He's chilling. He's having a good time. And he said that he could not do the show tomorrow, which I don't blame him one bit. That guy never is off, so he gets a much-deserved respite, and then we'll resume with him next Friday. That'll be weird tomorrow, hour three. Anybody want to? Maybe I'll get Rob in the 210 to come on. Just for the whole hour. Nothing but handicap. Nothing but handicap. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. They're trying to flip this car back over on its wheels here on Donaldson Pike at I-40. Over here in Donaldson, it flipped a few minutes ago. Traffic's trying to improve just a bit, trying to get around that crash 40 westbound at Highway 70 out there in Bellevue. That was the second wreck we had within minutes of each other in that same area. Not sure what's going on out there. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. Apply online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Drew's Painting Company, our premier painting experts, reminds all Americans to show support to all of our troops, veterans, and first responders. Thank you. Your tireless efforts and dedication each and every day will never go unnoticed. This tip is from Drew's Painting Company. With over 29 years of experience for residential, commercial, interior, or exterior for no mess and fast and efficient service, call today for a free estimate at 615-785-7422. Drew's Painting Company, the professionals who care.
This is your home for Freddie Freeman and your 2021 Atlanta Braves as they battle it out down the stretch.
Ozzie whacks one high in the air, deep right center field, rising back toward the wall, and this one is gone.
This afternoon, the Braves wrap up their enormous road trip to New York as they take on the New York Mets from Citi Field.
Coverage begins this morning at 10:55 on your home for the Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A heat advisory in effect for today. Sunny and hot this morning. Highs near 98. Heat index values as high as 105. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77. For Friday, sunshine, hot. Highs near 94. Heat index values as high as 102. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Just looked at the market. Really green. Gary Joe Collins was talking about this. Very green this morning. Hulk Academy, welcome in.
Get the gate down to the Little Harpeth, Monsieur Kings. It's going to 100 in Wilco today.
It's brutal. Yeah, absolutely brutal.
Throw the board shorts and the wife beater on and jump in. Hey, Bill, at the end of the show here, you've been talking. I was going to bring up Notre Dame and expansion with you, but you've been talking expansion for 3 hours. I want to throw you a couple of quick curveballs.
Okay.
I want to talk about the CBA draft tonight. You know what the CBA is, don't you?
The CBA would be the...
In the interest of time, I'll just tell you. The Chinese Communist Basketball Association, the draft tonight.
Okay.
And the reason I'm bringing it up for you, Bill, is your boy, the Keon Johnson, right there out of Wilco, going to get paid tonight the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, he is. He's a good player. I think he'll be a very good player in the NBA.
Yeah, Bell Buckle, right? He was down there at Webb School.
He's from Shelbyville. That's where he and his family's from. But Bell Buckle's just over there, not far.
Yeah, and another interesting the bank shot there, Bill. Everything I heard was he was going to Peabody, but Drew sucked so bad he couldn't win a conference game.
I didn't know that.
you do now. By the way, I think Springer might be a first rounder too, so regular season Rick might have two first rounders, but he can't win an NCAA tournament game.
Shows you how much I've been keeping up.
Yeah, last time Tennessee had two first-round draft picks, Bill, was Ernie and Bernie show back in 77.
Wow. That's been that long. Wow.
But we don't get the football show, but I thought I'd throw you a curveball there. One other curveball for you, Bill. This will be a knuckleball at the end of the show here. What's worse, these quitters like Simone Biles or these wussy sports show hosts making excuses for Simone Biles?
I haven't been keeping up, so I couldn't tell you.
I bet you I've heard 20 sports shows, all these wussy sports show hosts defending quitters like Simone Biles, scared she's going to get her silver medal and hurt her Wheaties deal. Is that where America is in 2021? We got purple-haired America haters playing women's soccer. Everybody hates Rapinoe. And now we can't even find the star of the show to compete in gym.
My version of America is Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC. That's my version.
I got an idea. Let's quit giving out medals over there in Tokyo in the Corona Games, and let's just give everybody out participation trophies. Chi-Con basketball, Bill. Catch fever. See you. I'm sure Burton and Pogue will be watching. Later.
I'll be on with them here in a second, about 20 minutes in or 25 minutes in. I couldn't tell you. First of all, I couldn't tell you where the Olympics are on the dial, so I couldn't comment on any of it. It's never occurred to me to flip on the Olympics. My mind has never once thought, I wonder where the Olympics are. I just don't. It doesn't make me right or wrong. I have zero interest in that. I'm going to have it on what's happening in the Asian markets overnight, which probably isn't real exciting either, over any kind of Olympic coverage of some. I'm just not. No interest at all. The Smoke Doctor. Bill, fall camp starts next week. Thank God. Let's play some football. Yeah, it's coming at the right time. Again, I don't yearn for the playing portion of the season. I love the calendar exactly the way it is. But it's coming. Yeah, it's coming. And now, camp is not going to be real revealing to everybody either. A lot of rigged stats and rigged type articles come out of camp because nobody's allowed to cover it objectively. So I don't get too excited. But yes, once they get on the field, the next thing to happen is we're going to play games that count. That is the payoff. That's the fun part about it that I absolutely enjoy. Yeah, I really do. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, here's the deal. It's going to be the SEC, Ohio State, Clemson, and then everybody else competing for some scraps. If I'm Clemson and Ohio State, you've got two angles. You could say, okay, let's if we could expand, which means more money per school, that's good. But Ohio State and Clemson don't need anything. You could always use more money, but they don't need it, though. And they're competing for championships every year now. Ohio State and Clemson don't have anything to worry about. If there is some expansion and it means more money, that's fine. Cool. We'll take it. If they stay pat and they don't expand at all, that's cool too. They own the thing. They don't need it. And think about it. When we eventually do expand to 12, whatever year that is, and some think maybe it would be as early as 2023, then they can afford a couple of losses in there somewhere. Maybe they don't incur a couple of losses, but they can afford them. So, yeah, if you're Ohio State or Clemson right now, you really, other than just getting things started with practice and all that, you don't have any worries at all. Let's party. Let's go. Let's get this done. Yeah, look it up. About 20 minutes I flipped it on. Gary Joe Collins was talking about this. The markets are pretty green unless something changed. Yeah, the S&P is up almost 20. NASDAQ is nice and happy. The Dow is greeny green as well. And the VIX is red, which is also bullish. Every day there's a new report, it seems like, about new highs on the S&P. and then there'll be a really red day somewhere there, and everybody goes, ah, that's it, that's it. No, hadn't been it yet. We've been doing this 16, 18 months. At Patton underscore Cook, follow him at Billis King. I'll be off air here for about 20, 25 minutes, then I'm going back home with Greg and John here to talk some expansion, I'm sure. So just hang with us if you can. Wash Pop.